Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V audio experience. Today's episode is a classic Tea with Gary V interview where he talks about being your own biggest critic, getting over judging yourself, and how to stop getting in the way of your own happiness. If you enjoyed the episode and you want us to bring back Tea with Gary V, please tweet Gary and let him know your thoughts.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Go ahead, what's your question?
Okay, so a quick story. Quick background, I work in the live event industry. So in February of this year, I decided to start doing my own shows, go on my own, producing my own projects, keep thriving. In January of this year, I became pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So then, however, March came, COVID came, and then of course, I mean, the majority of the events that I had confirmed or whether they were rescheduled canceled. Or were canceled, yeah.
Trust me, I know. Most of my money comes from speaking, all gone to zero. So it's been an intense time.
So, and also the uncertainty as well. So, I've been working on new things. And then one of the things that I've been working is woodworking.
Okay.
Well, basically, by the way, I've never worked with wood before, like carved anything. So I started carving out kitchen utensils out of wood all of a sudden. And then I really enjoyed it. I do see a big vision in it, like in the near future, but however, I'm still learning in order for me to sell it out to the public and then provide this product out in the near future. So that's one thing. I mean, this is the one of the spatulas that I've done. So cool.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. I think a lot of people during COVID exposed a lot of things where a lot of people had something bad happen, like live events or restaurants, they fell into a huddle and cried, yeah. And other people just attacked something else and innovated. I'm just really impressed by your will and your creativity.
Thank you. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, it's just dealing with so many emotions and also the pregnancy and everything. So.
Of course.
Additionally, I work with a production company called Mestizo Productions. Before all COVID, I mean, this is, we work a live entertainment production company, making audiovisual performances for, social events, corporate, so on. We build, entertainment for presence of brands, product, promotional products, and so on and so forth. So, this is through live talent, drums, percussion, musicians. And however, we've been pivoting and taking these elements and then providing the service to virtual events, the virtual events that are happening right now, making it more engaging, more interactive.
You're becoming a production company in the reality of a digital virtual world instead of a physical one.
Exactly. So, however, I mean, we're still trying to learn how can we do all these performances with the musicians, with the dancers, with the recording, because it's pre-recorded. So basically just providing the service to all the clients that we have or new in clients and basically just making it more a solution or making it more interactive with the audience, like something because you're sitting down and then on the computer and then just with the conference and make it more interactive. My question to you is my whole question. How would you manage, whether it's the woodworking, the pivoting in live events?
I have a huge answer for you. The number one thing that you need to think about is not overjudging yourself on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis.
Yes.
I love every single thing that came out of your mouth.
Thank you so much.
You are trying, you're ambitious, you're thoughtful. The number one vulnerability you have is overjudging yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. And also, I mean, it's also like all the struggling also because of the pregnancy and then you have to feel good and then in order for you to, because you're carrying a living person inside of you, so.
I've heard.
But anyhow, I mean, that's.
Andrea, please listen to this. It's the number one part.
Yes.
Everything I've heard is phenomenal. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
The only thing that you have to do is say, don't allow yourself to say, I should have done more or fuck, I should have. The words I should have are literally the worst combo of words that I can think of for most people because it leads to deep anxiety. it leads to anxiousness, it leads to sadness, which then leads to people not being nice to other people. You know who's not nice? People that are hurting. Mm-hmm. And do you know how one gets hurt? They overjudge themselves. They decide they're a bad person without realizing they're actually a hurt person and are wonderful, but just are hurt. They decide that the world is unfair because they weren't lucky enough to have work ethic and they just are entitled and think everything should come to them. You are fucking killing it with your energy. I want you to first be, you should, like, my hope for you without knowing you is for you to enjoy this pregnancy.
It's so special.
I want you to know that everything's going to be okay. When you have this kind of energy and this kind of ambition and this kind of creativity, it's all going to be okay. I want you to know you have time. I left my family business at 34 years old with nothing. I didn't have any net worth. I started VaynerMedia in the conference room of another company because I had no money to pay for rent. I didn't judge myself like, oh, that was stupid to build that business for my family. It made me proud. Mm-hmm. I was 34.
Wow.
I was 34 years old. I had saved a lot of money in my 20s, but I just put that into Facebook and Twitter because I thought it was going to work. And guess what? It did. And so I didn't have money. I was 34.
Wow.
I was 34 and couldn't, and had no business, had no VaynerMedia, had no notoriety, had no speaking career, had not written a book, had made $0 in speaking. And I was pumped because I knew I had talent. I knew that I had ambition. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had time. And when I see Lee J. Plummer in the comments right now say, I feel good at that, this makes me good at 35. How old are you?
Me? 32.
You have unlimited time.
Yes.
32, 33, 34, 41. I'm 44 right now. And when I tell you, I feel so young. I don't think I've even started. As everything that's happening, I don't think, you know, the distance between where I'm at now to get to this ownership is very far. And I'm not crippled by it because I'm just starting. Yeah. And I've got people in the comments right now that are 27, 29, 29 is a fucked up age because everyone's like, oh, 30 and it's over. Society has made a huge mistake in the way that we've taught people about age. I mean, I'm interacting with 63-year-olds that are just realizing that they're leaving corporate America and starting their own business and they've never been more alive. And they're 63 and healthy and vibrant and acting like they're 42 from a generation earlier because we're all younger, we're eating better, we're taking care of ourselves more. The only mistake you can make is beating yourself up. You've got everything. Should you do more woodwork? Maybe. Yeah. Should you learn more about virtual events? Maybe. Do I think virtual events are going to be huge forever? Yes, I do. And I think you should double down on that. But the number one thing you need to do is enjoy this pregnancy because it's extremely special. And woodwork and production and business and fucking money, it will all be there.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Don't beat yourself up. It's not the time to be stressed.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a roller coaster.
It's always, it could also, listen, everyone's like, it's a roller coaster, it's so intense, cool. Let's all role play. In 2 years from now, COVID's all set, we're back to normal. Mm-hmm. And then your best friend dies of cancer. And then your government has an election and goes to fascism. And then your partner dies of a heart attack, and then your child gets diagnosed with a disease. Life is always.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know that if COVID started 3 months earlier, Kobe Bryant would be alive?
Yeah.
Life was super fine in January in America. If COVID started in December, Kobe wouldn't be in that helicopter. He'd be alive for another 60 years. Life is unpredictable.
It is.
So do you know how many people's lives were saved by COVID because their destiny was to be on a highway and get into an accident that night, but they were stuck at home complaining that they're bored?
Wow.
Yeah. People don't understand life.
Yeah.
We need a better perspective. You are so lucky. You're lucky. Do you know how many women right now are crying every day in their sleep because they can't get pregnant?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I've thought of that, about that every day. I mean,
I believe you. I'm not saying you don't. I'm talking to the audience right now. Like, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have instead of stressed about what isn't going well. Every day I have thousands of things, hundreds of things, tens of things not going well. I run a huge company. There's unlimited things going on. I have a big personality. There's always hate being thrown at. Like, I can't dwell on that. I have to be too grateful for the health of the people I love. The end. Gratitude is the formula.
It is.
So one long-winded answer for the right answer for you is don't beat yourself up. You are clearly, clearly a fortunate person with the right ingredients to figure it out.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy this. Figure out how to enjoy this. Enjoy, you know, there's so many kids complaining that they're at home with their parents, and this is the last chapter that they're ever gonna have meaningfully with their parents before their parents die, and they're not enjoying it, they're complaining about it.
Yes.
And in 3 years, they're gonna cry like a baby, looking back to the 6 months they were at their parents' house during COVID, and wish they played more board games, and wish they did come downstairs and watch TV with their mom. Like, people take shit for granted out here.
Yeah. And things like this, I mean, sometimes I just think about the future, but then sometimes I am like grateful, like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's giving me more time to just sit down and just be with my baby and then just the pregnancy. Yeah.
And by the way, I respect the shit out of you. I do the same. I love that you have a thought to the future. You have to strategize. It's good, but it can't cripple you. And most of all, you have to recognize you're just a human being. You're doing the best you can. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Here's an amazing review from Mizito Realm that reads, Gary V, these were just true fireballs that you were dropping. It is unbelievable how the information that you have provided will have a big impact in people's lives. Thank you so much for that amazing 5-star review. And if you're listening out there, leave us a review and you might get your name shouted out in the next episode.